And joining us is our state senator, Jim Stomas. How are you, Jim?
Good, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing well, my friend. Glad to talk to you once again. You've been a busy man. It seems like you've been touring just about everywhere.
I have. I've been on the road a lot. We've been around the district quite a bit. I was just out in Tawas yesterday and did a tour of the U.S. Gypsum Mine, and things were looking good there, and a lot of exciting things that they're looking at trying to do in the future, along with a great tour of the IOSCO Sportsman's Club. Got to go meet with some of the boardsmen there and shoot my pistol, and they brought some of their rifles that were actually target rifles that were just phenomenal. They do an outstanding job. What a great location to get out and enjoy some of those activities. And so, but I also had my first 5K run this last Saturday. I shouldn't say run. It was more really, I walked 95% of it, jogged about 5%, but it was exciting to do the 5K Badges for a Cause with Sheriff Kevin Grace and
nice.
A lot of great individuals over in the Mile area. I think they did a fantastic job and had a great turnout for that. Had a tour of the Coons Farm that grows currant berries, which used to be a berry that was very abundant in Michigan many decades ago, but because there is a disease that can affect the white pines, they were almost basically gotten rid of. And so with the difference in how they've worked up the currants, and the currants have progressed with their strains, I guess is probably a good way to say it. You don't have those concerns anymore, but the Coons family and the Coons Farm has been doing a great job trying to bring those back to Michigan. And if you ever get a chance to try the currants with some ice cream, or they even have vinegars, they're actually looking at trying to make some wines out of it. It was outstanding. And so you might look for that at one of the local farmers markets. We also, over in Cummings last Friday, stopped in and saw the ribbon cutting for the Sky Regional Education Center. So having an ability over in Cummings area and that area, part of the state, to work on getting education brought straight into the rural area. So that was exciting also. And had a chance in Alpena to work with Habitat for Humanity on a new home being built for one of the families up in Alpena. So it's been a busy couple weeks.
Wow.
And things have been going real well. But then we've got things coming up to look at in Lansing.
Yeah.
Maybe third grade reading has been talked about. Autonomous vehicles, still talking about energy reform. They also have the ride-sharing companies like Uber and Lyft that needs legislation for it, and maybe some criminal justice packages. So got a full fall headed that we're headed into, but exciting to get out, talk to the residents around the 36th Senate District. You know, probably the last one I wanted to just touch on that I had a chance to do last Thursday was go to one of the, went to the Midland County Fair and had a chance to buy the 4-H animal auction, the small animal auction.
Yeah.
And so many auctions this year, and the kids did such a great job. I just want to give a shout out to the 4-H group across the 36th Senate District. What a great organization and great activity for the kids.
Boy, no doubt about it. Well, you have been a busy man, and I know you got some other work to do, and we'll be talking to you again very soon. Now, if they want more information, how do they get more info from you?
Well, our number is 855-347-8036.
Very good. State Senator Jim Stomas from the 36th District. Jim, always a pleasure, and we'll look forward to talking to you again in the near future, my friend.
Thanks, Kevin. Have a great day.